hybrid cars are selling like crazy these days. By combining traditional internal combustion with electric power, hybrids promise greater fuel efficiency, and that's made them popular with motorists who care about the environment. This summer, the first hybrid SUV will hit the markets, the Ford Escape, and interest already exceeds production. But many hybrid drivers are finding that the gas mileage they're getting falls well short of what the sticker on the window promised when they purchased their car. Cheba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. He says that in some cases, the difference can be substantial.
It depends on which hybrid you look at, but on some of them, I'd say it's about 25% overrated.
25%, that's not a small number.
No, it isn't a small number, and I'll give you a perfect example. The current Toyota Prius is rated at 59 in the city and 51 on the highway. When we had one for test, we actually averaged 42 miles per gallon. So that's about 28% less than the average of those two EPA figures. And it's an artifact of the test procedure that's used that tends to favor hybrids a little bit more than regular cars.
So what does that mean, that the test environment doesn't match real-world driving conditions?
Not really. It's simply that hybrids actually take advantage of coasting and non-coasting in different ways than regular cars do, and they can also be tailored to the test a little bit more easily. You know, all car manufacturers want to get the best mileage on the official tests, and so they adjust the operation of their engines and transmissions to sort of maximize their mileage. And with a hybrid where you've got this electric motor as part of the deal, you can do even finer tailoring, and they end up getting bigger numbers.
So is this a case where the mileage per gallon is affected not just by how far one drives, but also by how they drive?
Well, it's certainly affected by how you drive in any type of vehicle. And in a hybrid, it's the same thing. If you drive it harder, you're going to get poorer mileage. But there's an interesting thing. When you start driving in a hybrid really hard, the mileage doesn't fall quite as much as it does with a conventional car, because if you go really fast in traffic, it means you're going to have to lift off and coast as you overtake slower cars, and you recover a lot of that energy in a hybrid. So they actually get pretty decent mileage even when you're driving foot to the floor.
So for the consumers who've actually taken the plunge and have purchased one of these hybrids, it must feel a little bit like a bait and switch.
Well, it does a little bit, but there's not much you can do about it. There's two things, though, where they can really draw some satisfaction. Even at 42 miles per gallon, a Prius is getting very, very good mileage because it's almost as big as a Toyota Camry, and a Toyota Camry only gets about 23 miles per gallon in the real world. So the Prius mileage might not be as good as the promised EPA number, but it's still very, very good. Interestingly, Toyota knows this, and in many ways they would like to tell the consumers what kind of mileage they actually get, but they're prohibited from doing so by law. A car manufacturer can only advertise the official EPA numbers and can't even tell you that you're going to get worse mileage than those official numbers if they want to.
Well, why is that?
Well, the EPA test came about in the mid-70s after the first fuel crisis, when everyone really became concerned about fuel efficiency. And naturally, car manufacturers started advertising and hyping their vehicles with good mileage. And some of the hypes were maybe a tad exaggerated. So the EPA came up with a standardized test applied to all cars and passed a law saying that those are the only fuel economy ratings that a manufacturer can advertise. Now, at the time, the thinking was that no one would actually try and advertise a lower number than the EPA figures. They might want to advertise a higher number, and that's what you need to worry about. But the way the law was written is you're not allowed to advertise any numbers other than the EPA figures, and that's why a manufacturer can't really warn the consumers in advance of this issue. But to be fair, you know, this law was passed 25, 30 years ago, well before anyone had even conceived of hybrids, so no one really foresaw the situation, and it could be fixed pretty easily by new regulations.
Cheba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. Thanks, Cheba.
My pleasure, Michelle.
The EPA has asked for comments on its gas mileage estimates from the auto industry, the public, and other interested parties. The agency says it will consider changing its methodology after the comment window ends in July.